From Jack Hopkins Now, The Death Letter, How Alito Built a Trap or Under the Voting Rights Act. Justice Thomas Alito. The Death Letter, How Alito Built a Trap or Under the Voting Rights Act. What today's ruling actually does, district by district, mechanism by mechanism, and the one sentence in Kagan's dissent that tells you what comes next. The Jack Hopkins Now Newsletter, hash 884, Wednesday, April 29th, 2026. If you read the free piece, you have the shape of what happened today. Now you get the architecture. Because what the Supreme Court did in Louisiana v. Calais is not at its core a ruling about Louisiana. It is a ruling about every redistricting fight that will occur in the next 20 years. And once you understand the mechanism Justice Alito constructed in this opinion, once you see the trapper he built and where the rope is anchored, you stop being surprised by what comes next, because you will have seen it coming from a mile away. This is the part of the story that the cable hits will not slow down to explain. So let us slow down. Signal what today's ruling actually said in three sentences. Strip away the legal robes and the Latin. The ruling does three things and only three things. 2. It announces that any future Section 2 challenge to a districting map will require plaintiffs to prove a strong inference that intentional discrimination occurred. 3. It accepts without saying so out loud that any state legislature can shield itself from such a challenge by simply announcing that its motive was partisan, not racial. 1. It declares that Louisiana's congressional map, a map drawn under federal court order to comply with the Voting Rights Act, is unconstitutional. That is the entire ruling. 3 moves. 6 justices. 1 signature on the bottom of the page. And 4 decades of voting rights jurisprudence quietly disassembled. Today, the majority straight-facedly holds that the Voting Rights Act must be brought low to make the world safe for partisan gerrymanders. Justice Alina Kagan, dissenting, that is not legal commentary. That is a judge saying, in writing, that her colleagues just lied to the country. Read more.